You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Barstool Big Cat with Waddle and Sylvie.
We got to do it more. We got to do, I went away from it being like, hey, we should do this more often.
Be here Tuesdays at 4.
If we did that as a fake name, people would be like, dude, that's too far.
Barstool Big Cat.
Packing a car with two little kids and like doing the Tetris move to get the whole car full, I've never felt, I earned my dad pinstripes.
Barstool Big Cat on ESPN 1000.
That's right, he's awesome. We were texting over the weekend too. There's some good stuff there as well. Barstool Big Cat every Tuesday, 4 o'clock. He's brought to you by our great friends and partners at 3Chi. Been really listening in on the 3Chi reads lately, too, that Yurko does.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about trying them. They, you know, they got Rice Krispie treats. They've got drinks. You know, and without the foggy head, that's what I keep reading about.
You don't get a fog.
Yeah. The leader in hemp-derived Delta 8 products. Use promo code ESPN21 to receive 5% off your order at 3CHI.com. That's 3CHI.com. And RJ Curcio, the Curcio Law Office.
You need some legal advice as well?
Well, he's a big Bears fan. I would like to see him tweet. He's usually listening. If he's not on a case, of course, and what he thinks about the Bears hire, because he's been very vocal about his Bears. He's a Bears season.
Who did he want them to hire?
I don't know. I want to see his review now. I know he's been tweeting the show, though, a lot lately. Let's go to Barstool Big Cat on the Corona Hotline. Big Cat, how are you?
I'm great. Can we get RJ on the case to get Grayson Allen into jail?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, jail. Along he could share a cell with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that guy's. I don't even care about Aaron Rodgers anymore. That guy's a loser. You feel bad for losers. He's a loser.
Have you ever seen the Netflix show You about the stalker guy?
Yeah.
You know that little thing he's got in the basement of the bookstore.
What?
That's what Grayson Allen needs to be put in one of those.
Yes. Yeah.
Put some lotion in the basket.
I mean, the guy deserves to be in jail. I've hated Grayson Allen for a very long time. He's bad for basketball. Put him in jail.
He crushed your soul too in the was it the championship game or the final four?
Yeah, it was the championship. I appreciate
who
that.
Who do you dislike more, Aaron Rodgers or Grayson Allen?
I gotta say, it's crazy, guys, but I don't even hate Aaron Rodgers anymore because it's over. It's done.
It's like he's not gone. A threat. Yeah,
he's not a threat. He's a loser
until
he
July.
I think he's done. Now listen, I am also an expert right now because I've listened to probably like 6 hours of Packers podcast the last 2 days. So I can talk to you about the cap. I can talk to you about who's going to be leaving. I'm an expert on this. It's over. They got to move on. They are next chapter. It's the last dance failed. That was such an incredible Saturday night. I'm so happy. He looked old. He looked cold. It's done. The boogeyman is gone.
I got an idea here. Let's get him. You set something up through someone, get to him, wear a tank top, dye your hair blonde, and pretend that you're Pat McAfee, and maybe he'll come on he'll come on the show.
Yeah, he doesn't want to come on my show.
I know.
I'll put him to it. No, the only disappointment I had on Saturday night was I can't stand everyone on Twitter who's hating on Aaron Rodgers for his vaccination status. Like, I've been hating this guy for a very long time. He's tortured me for a very long time. Get in line.
Right.
You can't show up in the playoffs and start hating this guy. This has been, it's all, like, you know, I think about is Aaron Rodgers.
You're a diehard hater. This is not a Johnny come lately.
Right. And he's tortured me back. And it's been, you know, we have a little, a little back and forth, but I got the upper hand now because he's a loser, and he's gone. He's gone. He's a loser. How can you? What else can you say? The guy's a loser. I'm a loser, so I know one when I see one.
Absolutely, you can identify it.
He could definitely pull off being. I mean, if you dye his hair blonde and he wears a tank top, he is.
Yeah, Aaron, here's the link. We're doing an emergency McAfee show.
And it's you.
Aaron, click on this link right now, and then you stand there and you pretend you're McAfee. He won't know the difference. He can't read a defense.
I like it. He locks in. Now, Devontae Adams double covered while Lazard's wide open in the middle of the field. I actually did make the the analogy that he is late Brett Favre. And obviously Brett Favre was more of a gunslinger, making, you know, mistakes with interceptions, but it's the similar, like, holding the Packers hostage, you know, bigger than the organization, thinking he can do it his way, hero ball, locking in on his trusted guy. Remember when Brett Favre threw that last interception, you know, that terrible pass to Donald Driver against the Giants? Like, it's great. It's just great. It's great. You know, who knows what the future holds? But right now, I just got a little extra pep in my step knowing that he's gone.
Here's the other comp with Favre, too. Look, you give Favre $250,000 to appear at a time.
Oh, boy.
He's a no-show, just like Aaron Rodgers was in that game.
Oh,
yeah. Here we go. Let's just hope that Aaron Rodgers doesn't wear Crocs. That's all I'll say. I'm so happy. Like, I know. I was texting with a buddy on Saturday night. And I was like, honestly, if the Bears just, like, picked up and moved to San Diego, my life would be so much easier if I just, all my sports fandom was just hating the Packers, because I win almost every year.
it's the best. Barstool Big Cat
really
joining us. Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. Back to Grayson Allen. They were like, what were they stealing your bit, too? I don't know if you caught this on Saturday. You know, they tried to double down on the Grayson Allen hate, and they sent out, hey, it's game day. And there he was eating a donut, like you were always posting about the donuts over the weekend, right? What, were they stealing your bit or something?
I'm not a big enough narcissist to think they were doing that. But let's just say I screen recorded the tweet before it was deleted, and it would be a real shame if someone, I'd never root for injuries, but it'd be a real shame if someone on the Bucks got hurt and I recreated that tweet. I don't know. I got it. I got it.
See, I would not go after, I've heard a lot of this too. I would not go after Giannis. I would not go after Middleton. I would go after him. Like because what if you go after someone else, it's gutless. It's sort of like what Grayson Allen does. I would go to the culprit, the
You've
guy.
You've asked for him to be punched in the face.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Like, I one day, Big Cat, someone for all his gutless acts will go nose to nose with him, and they're going to say, "I'm going to punch you in the face." And then they're going to do it like Larry Bird used to do, and then they're going to actually punch him in the face.
Larry Bird used to punch someone, like, I think it was called a Thursday. Every Thursday, Larry would punch someone back in the day.
Yes, yes, I agree with you. You can't go, I love Giannis, so I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I know that the Bucks, we play them all the time, and they're better than us, but I do like Giannis. Like, he's a likable guy. So I don't think you go after Giannis. You got to go after Grayson Allen or someone on his level, like maybe a ball boy or something. I don't know.
Ball boy, nice. Is this their attempt? I mean, did they bring in Rodman minus the talent and the actual
minus the talent?
You know, I mean, like, really, they've got a good thing going up there, and he's a decent player, but he's not good enough.
The juice worth the squeeze.
Yeah.
Thing.
I don't know. Maybe bench? I have no idea. I really, really hate the guy. I've hated the guy for a very long time. Yeah, and it was actually really funny because on Friday night I was watching the Badgers play Michigan State, and I had the Bulls on the main TV, the Badgers underneath. And, like, as Grayson Allen is assaulting, attempted murder on Alex Caruso, like, Brad Davison is kicking someone in the balls for the 700th time. So it's like the duality of sports fandom where I'm like, no, Brad's a good guy. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Of course. Of course. Do you want to read him the Duncan story, too?
Yeah, is this prank funny or creepy? I got a story about a Duncan employee giving a customer $1 back for MILF Monday. A Duncan worker has gone viral after giving a drive-through customer a dollar with her drink for a holiday that he made up because he's a TikToker called MILF Monday. So you've got a video of him handing this woman her drink and a dollar bill, and she's like, well, why are you giving me a dollar? And he's like, this is something that we do here. It's MILF Monday.
I think that would probably be creepy.
That's what I said.
That's creepy. Yeah. Although you could spin it and just be like, hey, what does MILF stand for? Man, I love football. It's like, that game last night was so good that here you go. I'm just buzzing off that game.
His take was, yes, so you get a dollar. We're just like here at Dunkin' Donuts giving back to our local MILFs on Mondays now. It's got 6.1 million views on his TikTok.
So, I mean, that part was worth it, I guess, for him. But, yeah, I would lean on the side of creepy.
Yeah, I think that shows maturity for you.
You think? Oh, I do. Yeah, okay.
I'm telling you. I'm giving you a compliment. I think that you, that is a sign that maturity is part of your DNA.
Yeah. No, I'll take that compliment, yeah. And I'll save it for a rainy day. I appreciate that.
How did your bets go? And then I want to get into the Bears stuff. We haven't gotten into the Bears stuff. We'll do that in the second part. But how did your bets go this weekend?
Game of the year. Well, I live bet the Niners. I did a Jerry Maguire-esque speech in the fourth quarter to the entire room. Like, who's coming with me? The Niners are going to win this game. I didn't believe it when I said it. So, but I bet them, and they won. And then I had the game of the year, the over in the Chiefs-Bills game, which was a very substantial wager for me.
Nice.
And it was good to win. It was good to win for the people.
Were you sweating that at the end? Because, like, it exploded over the over exploded in the final two-plus minutes. But leading into the, what would it be, the last 4 or 5 minutes, 6 minutes of the game, the total was still in doubt.
Oh, yeah. I still think about the fact that that 4th and 13 play that Josh Allen made where Gabriel Davis absolutely demolished whoever it was,
he broke his ankles.
He broke his ankles. If that play doesn't happen, the game's over. None of this, like, exciting game of the year stuff happens. It's like, that was a great game, but the Bills came up short. Because you know what would happen. The Chiefs would get the ball back. They'd run it twice in the middle of the line. And then Tyreek Hill would run his little route in the flat that is unguardable. They down it. Boom. Game over.
By the way, what's your take on the overtime rule?
I think it's so easy, the NFL, like fix it so easily. Just change it for playoffs. Just one extra quarter. One extra quarter in the playoffs. Right?
10-minute quarter, 15 minutes. What are you doing? What are you doing a full quarter?
15-minute quarter. If you want to say you got to go for two if you score a touchdown, that's fine with me. 15-minute quarter. And, like, it's not, you don't do it for the regular season because I understand player safety, but I don't think anyone has a problem with this in the playoffs when the stakes are this high.
What if it's tied after 15 minutes?
And you do it again.
15 more. We're doing it again. It's like the miracle thing, you know, again.
I wonder what the Players Association, honestly, I wonder what the Players Association would say about it. I mean, I
guess, you know what? You know what you can do? So if you want to say, you know, 15 minutes, because we've seen, you know, a tie happens when they play the whole fourth quarter. I know fifth quarter, it's only 10 minutes in regular season. So maybe you go full extra quarter. If it's tied after that, next score wins.
Right. Now you do like flipping of the coin.
How is that equitable? Just because you've played five quarters instead of four?
That's what Carmen said earlier. He goes, I can live with it more if you can't win then in, what is it, 75 minutes?
Yeah.
Then you shouldn't worry about the coin.
That doesn't make sense on steroids, is what that is.
It makes perfect sense.
It makes no sense.
No, listen to me real quick. I'm going to explain it to you how it makes perfect sense. The end of the overtime period is part of the gamesmanship, right? So, like,
you can't even sell yourself on this.
No, if you have the ball with 2 minutes left and you're like, all right, let's run out the clock, let's tie in the overtime and go to the next period. We kick a field goal, we win. Like, it's all, I think that's totally fine because the main problem is you don't want to have one team not have the ball. If you play a 15-minute extra quarter, both teams are going to get the ball. It's like statistically impossible to have a 15-minute drive, right? So that solves your problem.
Is it? Maybe you have a 15-minute drive.
Army could probably do it. Army could do it.
Maybe you have a specific overtime offense where you go wishbone.
Didn't Ron Rivera have like a 15-minute drive in Washington?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah,
so then guess what happens? The other team doesn't get a touch. Boo-hoo.
I think it's so easy to fix. So if you want to just go college overtime, I'm fine with that.
No, I don't like that.
For the playoffs.
You know, and I don't like Tony Dungy's thing. I guess Tony Dungy tweeted something today.
Start at the five.
Like, well, then now you're taking out special teams. Like, the game could end with a kickoff return.
Of course,
I don't take that out of the realm of possibility. Wait, what about an onside kick? What if you don't want them to have the ball? You want to onside kick it?
I've heard people also talk about baseball. It'd be like a team scoring a run in the top of the 10th. Well, in baseball, you can't score on defense. You can. So it's not an apples-to-apples comparison. Like, the Chiefs could have had that ball. Patrick Mahomes could have thrown an interception that could have been returned for a touchdown in overtime. That doesn't happen in baseball.
Or they could have onside kicked it.
Or they could have onside kicked it.
Try to get the ball that way.
Absolutely.
You could do
whatever you want.
what about the coaches do a punt, pass, kick competition?
Right.
That's
that
not
would
fair.
Be fun.
It's not fair.
Bring Andy Reid back. He's got to wear. He's always got to wear the Rams outfit, too. No matter who he's coaching for, the Chiefs, who cares?
By the way, if we're going to an extra time, are we taking an intermission as well?
What do you mean? What, do you need to go to the bathroom? What do you
I don't know.
About?
I mean, you're starting another.
Well, you play a half of football, you get the intermission. If you've already finished the second half, you get another intermission as you
catch
start
your breath.
The third half.
Okay, sure. Give everyone 2 minutes. I don't know. Maybe that's the
2 minutes.
Kick.
Have a bunch of porta potties on the side.
Yeah. I will say, as I'm getting older, no big deal. You guys should probably remember, but my birthday's on Sunday, turning 37. I do find myself getting like the old man takes where we're watching this single game. I'm like, man, these commercials are so long. this is brutal. Get back to the game.
That's great. National TV. All right. Coming up next, Big Cat, I want to ask you about I don't know if you're familiar with the George McCaskey video of him picking up new Bears GM Ryan Poles from the airport and how you weigh in on this, because I think this is a great dilemma. We've had a lot of fun with it. Waddle's gotten a little uncomfortable with the conversation.
It's funniness wore out after a while.
Yeah, then you weren't even in on it from the start. We'll ask Big Cat what he thinks coming up next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie
on ESPN 1000.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Conversation with Barstool Big Cat continues, brought to you by 3Chi in the Curcio Law Offices. So Ryan Poles, not Pace, Ryan Poles is the Bears' new general manager. Before they hired him, he flew into town for his second interview, Big Cat, his first in person. And one of our listeners, as a matter of fact, was the one who caught it on video of George McCaskey in full Bears wardrobe. Bears jacket, Bears gator mask type thing.
Foam finger?
And no foam finger. He was picking him up at the baggage claim at the airport. Waddle and I had a debate. Does George McCaskey come to pick you up because he's got a nice SUV limo waiting outside that he walks into and takes him there? Or did George McCaskey park in the hourly parking lot and is he driving him back to Hallis Hall?
He's double parked outside. He probably got towed. I think this is a good move. What's the old saying? Like, the way that Chicagoans say I love you is I'll pick you up from O'Hare. Like, that is.
I've never heard that saying.
That is the truth. Like, I wouldn't pick up anyone from O'Hare.
Neither would I. I don't like it.
Right.
I mean,
right. He's saying, like, I love you. You know what I mean? Like, you don't. You got a friend come in. You got a family member. Like, get an Uber. I'm not picking up from O'Hare. I'm not dealing with that. He loves them.
But don't you want, like, if you're Ryan Poles, you don't want the awkward conversation with George in the front seat. You're sitting in his front seat.
I'm going to see if I can get some intel right now.
He's driving too slow. You know, he's using.
If you don't want the awkward conversation with George McCaskey, you shouldn't take the job. You're going to have a lot more.
That's been my point all along. If he still signs the deal after the strange conversation, you got the wrong guy.
Yeah, like, you're going to have to do that every day. So I think it's a funny move. I think it's, you know, maybe he tipped his hand a little too much negotiating. Because, like I said, I don't, like, if you pick up someone from O'Hare, you're, like, it's probably, I don't know what it would be like. It would take a lot to pick someone up from O'Hare. So he must really love him.
Love him.
But, yeah, I the one thing I'm worried about is are we repeating history? And I obviously will give Ryan Poles a bunch of leeway because you got to for the new guy, but doesn't it feel like with the stories about who might be the head coach, they're going to just do we got a young GM, so we're going to pair him up with an old coach, John Fox, Ryan Pace, yet again.
Yeah, we were worried about.
Sylvie and I've got a new initiative, though, and this is something that we are going to trademark. We are now pushing for them to hire Todd Bowles. So then it'll be Poles and Bowles, and we're going to open up a series of gentlemen's clubs where you can actually smoke weed inside of them legally.
Oh,
is that good?
That.
Is that good?
Yeah, you're getting in on Polecat territory. Yes. We may have to
fight our way.
And don't forget MILF Monday.
Yes, and MILF Monday.
Yeah.
Poles and bowls. How great would that be?
Where you show Monday Night Football, of course, because, man, I love football.
Because, man, I love football at Bowls and Poles.
Dude, we could make so much money.
Can't
our team may suck. I don't know.
In like 3 years, they're both out.
Yeah, thank you. Like, that's the truth. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm going to give them – I'm going to say I like them. I'm going to give them a lot of leeway. They're both going to be gone in 3 or 4 years.
Don't say that.
Do you have a coach out there? Are you a Dan Quinn guy? Are you a Jim Caldwell person? Are you a Matt Eberflus? If there are a Matt Eberflus fan club, are you in it?
I'm that guy. I don't know.
Yeah, I've sold myself back on Dan Quinn, which is crazy because longtime listeners, followers of myself know that I have a long-standing beef with Dan Quinn because he was down, I think it was he was down 7 in San Francisco. I had the Falcons. They were like +3 or something. And he kicked a field goal on the 1-yard line with like 3 minutes
it's
left.
Always gambling.
And I just bring it up every time I think of Dan Quinn. I'm like, there was a stretch there where anytime anyone kicked a field goal down 7, I'd be like, Dan Quinn loves this
Quinn
move.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I actually saw him at the combine a few years ago. And I was like, what the hell were you thinking? Because he thought, I was like, hey, listen, I got a question for you. He thought I was going to talk about the Super Bowl. I was like, you remember week 14 in 2015 in San Francisco? And he was just like, huh?
You should try to get another interview with Matt LaFleur and ask him about special teams. Yeah.
Listen, I do have his number now. I almost texted him to being like, want to come on the show? But that's maturity.
That is, I think you burn that bridge right there if, in fact, you play wise ass right after that loss.
No, I didn't burn that bridge.
No, I said you would have. Would have texted him and said, hey, you want to come on and talk about special teams?
Yeah, if I was like, hey, so usually on special teams, you only play, like, it's 10 guys, right? Like, that's the rule? I'm trying to learn the game of football.
Did you put a well-being text or call into Josh Allen?
I did, because I actually was talking to a friend in the business on late Sunday night, and I was like, I don't know if I should text him or not. And he's like, listen, you should do it because a lot of his friends are probably being like, I don't want to text Josh Allen right after that loss. He actually would probably like to hear from some people. So I just told him he's a legend. Like, that was a legendary game. He's got an awesome career ahead of him. And it's crazy to think just, like, how lucky we are as sports fans that we went from, like, Brady Manning with a little bit of Roethlisberger, Rivers, you know, throwing a couple more guys, to now it looks like we're going to have Mahomes and Allen with, you know, throwing Burrow, throwing Herbert. And I know you guys love Herbert. But, like, it's crazy. And I did – I don't know if you guys had the moment. I had a friend text me during the games, like, I want this for us. And I was like, dude – we're never getting this. Like, this is just enjoy it from afar. This isn't the Bears are never playing in a game like this.
Yeah, will we ever be in that league where we're every time our quarterback has the ball, we know we're going to go downfield and we'll be pissed if we don't win the coin flip because we're getting screwed because we knew our team would go downfield and score 7 to walk it off.
Yeah, but the difference is if we didn't get the coin flip, our Bears defense would have stopped them.
That's true, right. Run the football in bear weather, play defense, just like the Packers do in Packers weather.
I'm telling you, I was listening. I told you guys I listened to 3 hours of ESPN Milwaukee after the game on Saturday night, and there was a caller who called in who said, blow up Lambeau, build a dome. And I was like, yes, we've won.
Yeah.
We've given up on the weather.
You've worn them down.
That's amazing. All right, Big Cat, who are your picks for this weekend?
I'm going to take – I have a teaser of the year. I don't know how the Chiefs -1 and the Niners +8.5 doesn't win.
Say that again. What do you got?
Chiefs -1, Niners 8.5. How does that lose?
Waddle's the king of the tees.
Yeah. You lose if the Rams win by 10. I mean, if you want me to define.
Well,
you asked the question. I told you the answer.
I know. I don't tease.
I don't like your tees.
I don't like teases. The old saying, the only thing you tease is yourself. So I don't. But
not if it's MILF Monday.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right, this conversation needs to end.
See you, Big Cat. Have a good week.
Right, see you guys.
There you go.
Man, whining about wagers.
so good.
I have an update. I have an answer for your question about transportation.
Oh, you got an answer about George?
I think so.
All right. Waddle may have some answers.
I think I do.
And Would You Rather coming up. Send us your last call for Would You Rather entries. Hashtag at WS Would You Rather. Send them to Abdallah and Tyler. We're coming back with a possible answer next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
We've been having some fun with the video that one of our listeners captured of George McCaskey picking up New Bears GM Ryan Poles at the airport. Usually get an Uber, usually get a SUV. But there was the owner
himself. Do you
himself.
Not pick up, like, I know it sucks to pick people up at, like, when my kids come to town from out of town, or one that lives out of town, like, I don't make her take an Uber. Like, do people do that?
She hasn't really gone out of town without me. I mean, if she would ask, I guess so. And especially, like Danny said it, if, like, the kids, if it's the full family, and they're somewhere together, then I'm okay, well, I'll pick you up. But, like, when I go to the airport, I never ask for a ride.
Really?
No. Like, I went recently, the day trip to L.A., I went and I drove and I parked.
Well, that, yes. I mean, if you're only going to be gone for 24 hours, I get that. But
my wife has done it before, yeah. But, like, if she would say, I got stuff going on, Uber,
yeah,
I would be like, yeah, fine.
What's an Uber cost you to the airport these days?
With the surge pricing, who knows? I don't even know.
Like from 25 to 30, but to Lake Forest.
No, there's from 20. Like, you can't get anywhere. Where are you going from?
I can't get from to like the Chick-fil-A for $20.
The city, yeah.
There's no way an Uber to the from downtown to the city costs $25.
Not a chance.
That's $50,
let me check my Uber receipts from August.
$54 right now.
Yeah. $54.
The time of the day is probably different.
There's no good prices on Uber or Lyft anymore. There are none. Probably from the burbs in Uber to the city is like a $40
ride. City Ubers are now back to normal. Are like they? I Ubered home last night.
There's
after
a new normal.
Well, no, I Ubered home last night from the show at 8 o'clock, and I went back to the north side, and it was $15.
That's
normal.
Bad.
That's normal.
Rarity.
Yeah, that's normal. No, because now more people are driving. So before it was the amount of drivers on the road. Now there's enough drivers on the road again. So now they don't do like I Ubered on Saturday somewhere, and it was $12 from here from my apartment downtown. Yeah.
Did you guys see? There's a new movie coming out. It looks like The Social Network. Except it's on Showtime and it's about Uber.
Is it a show? It's with face? It's Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yes, he's a good actor, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He plays the guy who started up Uber. I guess was there a falling out between the creators of Uber? That's what they're making it out to be. I saw the coming attractions. Mm-hmm. It looks good.
Good show?
Well, I loved The Social Network.
My wife and kids saw it. I never saw it.
Abdallah, did you like that movie?
Social Network?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Was it depressing because it told you just how your brain is being manipulated?
No, it's not, because it's not about that. It's about the guys that made it.
You're thinking about the recent thing that came out about how social sites are tracking you. This is the movie from about a decade ago about the falling out
Jesse
between the
Eisenberg,
two.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah,
what was the new one from a couple of years ago? There was a movie out.
It was about that tracking how your phone tracks you and how
Social Dilemma.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Social Network is about the creators. What's his face? Who's this billionaire?
Zuckerberg
and his buddy.
The Winklevoss twins.
Yeah, the Winklevosses.
And
yeah.
He completely backstabbed him.
Zuckerberg backstabbed the Winkle.
Dude he totally did bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He totally screwed. And, like, he got nothing. Nothing. And they started it together as partners.
What are they, the Winklevoss twins?
Winklevi.
What?
It's a great movie.
Two Winklevoss, one Winkle. One Winklevoss, two Winklevosses.
Winklevi.
Okay.
Waddle, I hugely recommend that you go back and you watch that
movie.
It's a good movie.
You've never seen Social Network?
No.
It's considered one of the great new era films.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And like, I think those were the days still where he had kids in the house and he wasn't watching TV and movies like he does these days. And now Waddle would be all over a movie recommendation like that.
I stay up till 1:30 in the morning now watching TV
shows. You'll love the movie.
Yeah.
You'll love them. It's how it was created and everything like that.
I was just thinking of something that it completely escaped my mind as well. Anyway, I did find out that George actually does have a driver. Okay. So
does he have a driver in general, or do you know for a fact?
That I don't know for a fact. Like, you know how you're working your connections and you're working your conversations that this was not George parking in the garage, walking over, meeting Ryan Poles and then walking back over. He actually has a driver that escorted them back to the northern suburbs, wherever his hotel was. That's the information that I'm getting.
And like I said, he had the sign with his hometown on it. So they knew. And it was another example. And the reporting had seemed like they were going to hire him anyway. But the more you hear about it, this was this guy's job to lose.
Like he sounds like it.
Yeah, and now Ryan Poles is the general manager. I want to let's finish off these calls and then let's get to Would You Rather. Okay, can we do that? Let me get to Frank in Burbank. Frankie, you're on ESPN 1000. Frank.
Good afternoon.
I attended a small private college in Central Illinois, and I graduated in 1984 with a degree in communications, two majors, journalism broadcast and radio TV. While I was at that college, about sophomore year, I met a girl who was also in my major 2 years ahead of me. So she graduated in what would have been around 82. Sometime during the summer, after I graduated in 84, I started working for the NBC affiliate in Peoria as a television news photographer, TV, news, and sports. And sometime during that time, I was home during the summer in Chicago area, and she was working at Channel 2, and she invited me to come down and take the nickel tour and meet some people. So I went down to WBBM television, and she took me in the engineering room where she worked, and then she took me into the newsroom. And she said, I want you to meet a line producer. His name's George McCaskey. He worked at the NBC affiliate in Peoria as a producer, but your station, but not when you were there. And I'm like, oh, cool. And I think I knew he was, I knew the name McCaskey, but I don't know, it really didn't stick with me that he was with the family, but I would have known that. And it was a while ago. So I shook his hand and said, hi, I'm Frank. Great to meet you. So when you were at my station before I got there, and I asked him if he worked with some people that I still worked with there. And I said, and I won't give names. I said, did you work with employee number one? And he said, nah. And then I said, oh, okay. Did you work with employee number two? He went, nah. And then I said, did you work with employee number three? And he said, eh. And then I said, did you work with employee number four? And then my friend was like, okay, yeah, he's kind of trying to make the show, get everything ready for the four or the five, one of the early shows. So let's take off. And I said, okay, well, great grunting with you. Great to meet you. And then that was it. So I had a great grunt with George McCaskey when he was in his television news career.
Now, you're talking, this is George McCaskey Jr., though. This is his son, right?
This would have been mid to late 80s.
This was years.
Well, you said he was an aspiring journalist.
Oh, okay. All right.
Absolutely.
I thought this was okay.
Right.
So this is when he went to Arizona State.
Came back, and then if it was Peoria, it would have been his first or second job in TV news.
Yeah, we're definitely not getting that interview this year.
Yeah, this was the NBC affiliate, and it was back then. It was a number one powerhouse. It really was a good place to work.
Yeah, a lot of the greats started in Peoria. A lot of the greats.
Well, Chick Hearn. There you go.
Sure.
Absolutely. At that station. Not at that time I was there.
And it could have, just think about it, Sylvia. It could have been Sylvia McCaskey.
Can you imagine that?
So yeah, it was fun. Just
grunting with him. I like nice grunting, talking with you. That was good. Good story, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
That's amazing. All right. Would you rather coming up? 312-332-3776. Got some really good stuff in the 5 o'clock hour too. You will hear a soundbite for Ryan Poles on what he learned most from the Kansas City organization. We dug up some good stuff. And if you missed the Field Yates conversation, our good friend Field Yates from ESPN started scouting in Kansas City in 2009 when there was another new scout in that department named Ryan Poles. He gave some great stories. It's all coming up in the 5 o'clock hour.
This hour is brought to you by our friends at 3CHI. That's the number 3CHI, the leader in hemp-derived cannabinoid products. Visit 3CHI.com for more info and use promo code ESPN21 for 5% off.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Hey, this is Coach Mike Ditka.
Greg Olson here.
This is Stacey King.
Hey, this is D. Rose.
What up? This is Ludacris.
Hello, this is Dick Enberg. Would you like to play a little? Would you rather? Oh, my.
That's right. It's Would You Rather, and it's every Tuesday, 4 o'clock hour. It's brought to you by our great friends and partners at Grand and Western Liquors, located...
Grand and Western.
Right in the corner there. You are correct, yeah. Waddle. Yeah. Right in the heart of the city, right. And they pass the savings along to you. Plenty free parking, easy in and out.
Is that where Pandell gets his booze?
I don't know. It's not far from Swift and Sons. Yeah. It was... For many years, as I lived in a Ukrainian village, just a stone's throw away from me, very convenient, very easy. When I'll still stop there on my way to the burbs,
yeah.
Then get back on the highway on Division, and they pass the savings on to you the way it's supposed to be. We'll give away a gift card to Grand and Western Liquors for the Would You Rather We Like Best. You send us questions, hashtag at WS Would You Rather, either or question, would you rather this or would you rather that, and we'll give you our best answers. What do you guys got?
Are you going to the ball game tonight?
I am.
What time's the game tomorrow?
7 o'clock, SIU at Loyola game.
Ooh. Yeah. Loyola still top 25?
Loyola, I don't.
They lost over the expert week. Of the Tyoc over
I think,
here.
I think they dropped out because they lost to Missouri State on Saturday. But they're still very good.
They're a very good team. Mm-hmm. And my team's been up and down this year. My guy Brian Mullins trying to get things going, things rolling.
You and the family are going to be doing it like big dogs up there.
It's our first Saluki game as a family. Like, my kids have never seen the Salukis play. They know what a Saluki is. Mason and Braxton are going. Even Allie's going. And do you know who? They got the big crew tonight doing this game. You know who the crew is on TV?
I do not. Cap and Jonathan.
You're close. You've got half of it correct.
Cap and Andy Mazur.
You are correct. Andy Mazur will be doing the play-by-play.
Will your kids be heckling Cap?
We may. We may sit behind him and yes.
Make sure you tune in bright and early at 5 a.m. when Cap has to come.
That's right. He's doing a night ball game, and they're on at 5 tomorrow for Bears Bonanza.
Bears Bonanza starting at 5 a.m. with Cap and Jay Hood, and then Carm, Yurko, Waddle, and Sylvie.
You lost. You sounded like you lost enthusiasm.
No. I was just saying, like it's.
And then the two.
It's going to be live and local all day. Live
and local all day.
No. I was just saying there was someone missing. If
Welcome
you notice, we're live
Jag
and local
show.
We're live and local all day. I mean, I skipped someone. Obviously,
well, we got Dave Ennett on the broadcast tomorrow. I'm Northwestern. Don't we have
Northwestern team? Well, no, I skipped Greeny Hembo Bubba hashtag crew. So, live and local all day starting at 5 a.m. for Bears Bonanza.
All right. What do we
That's
have?
That's what I was doing. Mark wants to know, would you rather have George McCaskey play Lloyd Christmas, the limo driver, or Harry Dunn, the dog groomer, in Dumb and Dumber 3?
I do know Dumb and Dumber 3.
I have not seen Dumb and Dumber 3 either. I've seen the first two.
That's the point, is that they're going to make a Dumb and Dumber 3.
I think we've got a role in it. After
Dumb and Dumber 2, I never...
I did. They went to Colorado. They went skiing, right?
Dumb and Dumber...
Wasn't that when they went to
That's
Aspen?
Dumb and Dumber. That's that one, is? Yeah.
Where did they go in Dumb and Dumber?
I've never seen it.
Okay. Yeah, because I thought they did one without them, and then they did one with them years later.
They made like a prequel with them. When Harry met Lloyd, and it was really bad.
Yeah.
And then they did a sequel, and I never saw it. But the point is...
I haven't seen it.
Would you rather have George McCaskey be the dog groomer or the limo driver?
Limo driver.
Okay, I'll go with limo driver. This one escaped me. That's probably not going to get my vote for the winner, but just that's a me thing, not the entry.
None of them.
Yeah. That's a me thing.
Alex wants to know, would you rather eat amazing meals every day but get violent diarrhea or have prison food and get healthier?
Well, the first thing is kind of normal for me. What's the second thing?
That's Waddle's life,
right? Food and get healthier.
So you like the taste of it, but then you
violent
always
diarrhea is one of the more uncomfortable things that you'll ever experience.
Oh, so yeah, give no me bland prison food, and I'm healthy, and everything's clicking.
I would argue that, as you discussed, you know, hiding farts on dates, as painful as that is, you know, the violent diarrhea is in the same category.
It's the worst.
And oh, then, man.
And then you got to go back for more. You think you're done, and then you're going back.
If you've never had a colonoscopy, you'll get a taste of it, so to speak.
You know, I had a colonoscopy within, what was it, a year?
And you never had any?
Didn't have it really? Afterwards. No, I was fine.
Well, no, I mean the process.
Oh, you're talking about the, before. Yeah.
Yeah, not the after.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, though.
It's gotten better, yes. I think, because you don't have to drink as much stuff as you used to.
You know what I
had
to do?
Clear you out easier.
Now I'm refreshed. I had to wake up, because my procedure was in the morning, I had to wake up at like
middle
3 in the morning and do it. And like, that's crazy. We don't have a better system than that. Like, not only do you have to drink this stuff and then go to the bathroom, you have to do it at 3 or 4 in the morning.
I'm going to have to
don't
go with the prison
don't they do the thing now
too.
Where you send your poop in the mail?
You can do that, but I don't think.
No, they do.
They're not analyzing your poop, though. They're looking at your colon.
No, but they do. Isn't there a thing where you send your poop in the mail and that's how they test it? Yeah, I think
that's a prank thing.
I'm not crazy.
Okay,
time out. This is a thing.
I'm trying to support you.
Thank you.
Yes, there is a process that you do that. And it's kind of like a quick check for colon cancer. But my doctor would tell you that the best way to ensure that everything is okay.
It's called Cologuard.
Yes, is to actually go and have the colonoscopy.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that this is like the days when I had a dog and I would take scoop up a little sample and bring the poop into the vet and he would check the poop?
Okay, there's commercials for it.
I've never heard of this.
Like, listen, you just need a small sample. Like, you don't need a basket, okay? Like, you just need one of those big glad bags.
Well, no, Sylvie, you just need a bed sheet amount.
Oh, wow.
Oh, come on, we're going to the game tonight.
Just a bed sheet. Well, speaking of which,
Milk Dud?
Our friend Lil Kev wants to know, would you rather announce on air that your wife pooped the bed, or would you rather forget that the continent of Africa is actually a continent on the air?
I think
that
get
was
away
more
with
embarrassing.
Really?
Yeah, the second one. Yeah.
Really?
Not knowing
no
the
one's
seventh
divorcing you because you forgot Africa.
That's up there. Like, when it's all said and done, the not knowing the seventh continent, and then all the flack I took for that. Like, again.
It was a harmless miss. I don't know why.
I'm not saying that it was harmful, but it was embarrassing. And this is, look, she knows that we talk about life on the air.
Let me ask you a question.
We did a whole Bulls ticket thing about her.
If, in fact, she had her own show, would you be horrified at some of the things that she would tell the public?
No, because I'm open. I'm the first one. I've told you I've pooped my pants many times.
Yes. I know, but like for a guy, that's not really as embarrassing as your wife, a woman being... her story being told on the air that she pooped the bed.
Open book policy, Waddle.
I know. I'm just saying, like, if she had her own podcast and she would tell, like, a guy gambling on her podcast, she'd do a good job. Right. I'm just saying, a guy gambling and losing is not really a big thing.
That would be good if our two wives did a podcast and they would just dish the stories about us.
I don't think we want that.
Allie and Cara.
I don't think we want that. We would be more sensitive than they would about it.
All right. What was the one before that? That was a good one. Lil' Kev was okay.
The food one?
I'm disappointed in Lil' Kev that he didn't have a Vooch option there. Because Lil' Kev and I see eye to eye on Vooch these days. It was like yesterday I was watching the Bulls game, and they are talking about Vooch these days like they talk about a Little League basketball player, where when he does something well, now they're super complimentary.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like,
Vooch for three! Like, they're Bulls like, they're now up 32!
Or like when he simply goes in the paint and he takes advantage of a guy who is 6 inches shorter, they're like, that a boy, Vooch! Way to use your size! Like he's an 8-year-old in a Little League basketball game. All right, back in 2 minutes. Ryan Poles, what does he bring to the Bears table? And who will he bring with him? You'll hear from him in 2 short minutes.